This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Vietnam's health minister announced Saturday the finding of a new coronavirus variant he claims is a combination of the Indian and UK COVID-19 variants that spreads quickly by air. After successfully containing the virus for most of last year, Vietnam is grappling with a spike in infections since late April that accounts for more than half of the total of still only about 7,000 cases. The health minister says authorities will soon announce the name and detailed characteristics of the newly discovered variant. He claims it's much more transmissible than the previously known types, and lab tests revealed it was able to replicate itself very quickly. He said that could explain why so many new cases had appeared in different parts of Vietnam within a short period of time. Indonesian officials say a ferry in the eastern part of the country caught fire early Saturday with nearly 200 people on board, forcing passengers and crew to jump into the sea but causing no casualties. Video of the incident from rescue authorities shows passengers and crew clinging to floating objects as they struggled in the choppy water, while the raging fire on the ferry sent up clouds of black smoke. All 181 passengers, including 22 children and 14 crew members, were rescued and safely evacuated to a nearby island, according to a sea official. He says the agency's rescue operation also involved local fishing boats that happened to be in the area. The cause of the incident is still being investigated, and survivors claim the fire started in the engine room. Ferry accidents are common in Indonesia, with more than 17,000 islands and lax regulation of boat services. This is VOA News. Iran state media reported Saturday Iraq has agreed to transfer $125 million of frozen Iranian funds to a European bank for the purchase of 16 million COVID-19 vaccine doses. The country's energy minister says the payments would go towards the purchase of vaccines from the World Health Organization-sponsored Global COVAX Vaccine Sharing Plan, according to state news agency IRNA. Iran is the hardest-hit Middle Eastern country by coronavirus and has complained that U.S. sanctions were preventing it from making payments to buy vaccines. There was no immediate confirmation by Iraqi officials of the reported release of Iranian funds for the purchase of vaccines. Tehran has demanded the release of $20 billion of its oil revenue it says has been frozen in countries such as Iraq, South Korea, and China due to U.S. sanctions, as it holds talks with world powers in Vienna to revive the 2015 nuclear accord. France will work alongside African nations to vaccinate 40% of the continent's population by the end of this year, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Saturday during an official visit in Pretoria. He says, as long as we haven't vaccinated everywhere, we are exposed to a risk because that means the epidemic could continue to spread, Macron said in a speech to a French community in South Africa on the last day of an official trip. Macron had said on Friday France would invest in boosting the production of COVID-19 vaccines in Africa to help close a gap in the availability of the shots between African and Western nations. France plans to deliver 30 million COVID-19 vaccine doses by Africa by year-end, part of a total of more than 100 million doses that the European Union plans to deliver to Africa this year. The Indian Premier League will be finished in the United Arab Emirates in September and October, India's National Cricket Board said Saturday, after the world's richest cricket tournament was suspended as a new coronavirus wave hit the country. The board also says it will ask global governing body for more time to make a decision on whether the already delayed 2020 World Cup should be held in India this October and November. The Indian Premier League tournament was half finished when it was halted on May 4th after a number of players and team officials caught coronavirus despite being in secure bubbles. About 160,000 people have died in India since April 1st in a devastating wave that has seen hospitals overwhelmed. There are fears the country could be hit by another surge later this year. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.